We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 18th chapter, beginning with verse 9. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Now they were bringing even infants to him, that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again not to be like the Pharisee who bragged about himself, saying, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, or even like this tax collector." Father, help us to be humble, like Jesus was in his great humility as he suffered and died on the cross for our sins. To pray like the tax collector, this, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday. Luke chapter 18, with special attention to the following verses. "God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give tithes of all that I get." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat upon his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." What a humbling and yet at the same time challenging statement for all of us here this morning as we worship our Lord Jesus and as we meditate on the Word of God. "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." There's no question about the fact that the tax collector was very sorry for his sins. He would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat upon his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." As a matter of fact, he stood far off inside the temple, Jesus tells us this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated other people with contempt. We're told that during the public prayers, two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and one a tax collector. First, a Pharisee who was very devout in his interpretation and observance of the Jewish law. He fasted twice a week on the second and the fifth day of the week. And he gave 10% of his income to the Lord. The other tax collector, who was very abusive in his practice of collecting taxes and viewed as dishonest, a traitor, and most of all, a sinner. As a matter of fact, the Pharisee was very proud and arrogant and had no real intention to praying to God. As he began to brag about himself and demonstrated great hate to this tax collector, who he considered to be a sinner, the Pharisee actually moved up to the front of the temple in the court of Israel near the holy place, where he stood by himself and prayed, saying, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, you know, extortioners, adulterers, unjust, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give tithes of all that I get. In other words, the Pharisee took great pride in his religion, not only relying on his good works and self-righteousness, but as he fasted twice a week, imagine, even though it was not required in the Mosaic law, and he gave 10% of all of his income to the Lord. And yet in the practice of his religion as a devout Jew, he forgot one thing. He did not love his neighbor as himself, as it says in the second table of the law. He failed to show love and mercy and forgiveness toward other people, especially here, this tax collector inside of the temple. Even though the tax collector was despised by everyone in the community because he was cheating them in their taxes. Now, on the other hand, the tax collector stood as far back as he possibly could inside of the temple, and he would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but he beat upon his breast and he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. As a matter of fact, he quotes from the book of Psalms, chapter 51, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. In other words, the tax collector showed great humility and didn't take any pride in his occupation as a tax collector, but asked God sincerely for his love and mercy and forgiveness. It came from the heart. As a matter of fact, he's very humble. And he doesn't criticize the Pharisee. He doesn't put him down. But he acknowledges his inadequacy, his own sinful life and behavior in the community. He confessed his sin and acknowledged his greed and abusive behavior toward other people. You know, he expressed the same kind of repentance, contrition, demonstrated by another tax collector. We know the story, right? Zacchaeus? Remember him? He also cheated people and was abusive by collecting more than he ought to in their taxes.
But here comes Zacchaeus, the tax collector, and he says, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. And as a result of his great humility, this is what Jesus said of Zacchaeus. Remember this? Today, salvation has come to this house. Because this man, Zacchaeus, is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. The same was true of the tax collector in the temple in the gospel lesson for today. This is what Jesus said. I tell you, this man, the tax collector, will go home justified rather than the other, the Pharisee. In other words, Jesus said that the tax collector who humbled himself was not only to be exalted for his prayer, but to go home justified before God for his humility. But the same could not be said of the Pharisee, who exalted himself, bragged about himself, and therefore was not justified, and exactly went home condemned for his behavior, his disdain for the tax collector. It's for that reason that Jesus says in our gospel for today, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Now, what about us again? What about you and me? Is God also merciful to us? Well, it all depends on how we approach God ourselves through our prayers to Him. Our attitude toward God and other people around us. Whether we are proud like the Pharisee, or whether we are humble like the tax collector. Whether we trust in ourselves and our self-righteousness and treat other people with contempt, or we trust in Jesus and His righteousness and treat people with love and compassion. It is my hope and my prayer that we are not proud like the Pharisee. God, I thank Thee that I'm not like other people. You know, my neighbor, somebody in my family, Lord, my friend that I've known for so many years, Lord. We've all done it, haven't we? Let's be honest. In our sinfulness, we have fallen short of the glory of God, and sometimes we even brag, Lord, I fast twice a week, maybe three times a week. And Lord, I give 10% to You on Sunday morning. We should be more like the publican, the tax collector. He didn't brag. He said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's precisely what Jesus did. In His own humility, as He humbled Himself and suffered and died on the cross for our sins. Just stop and think about that this morning. The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that then God the Father exalted Jesus and gave Him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow to Him. I've always liked what St. Paul wrote in his letter to the Philippians, the second chapter. Listen to what he says. Jesus emptied Himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us in being more like the tax collector. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And ultimately, to be more like Jesus himself in his great humility. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. The words of Peter in his first letter, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Yes, God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. And if we have failed sometimes to be humble like the tax collector in our own relationship to others, God the Father forgives us again this morning. That's the good news. Even though we mess up, we make mistakes, we make wrong decisions, God still forgives us for our ego, our pride, our arrogance sometimes. And says that Jesus' blood and righteousness cleanses you from all sin. And that's what Jesus offers us again this morning in the Holy Sacrament. You know, the Holy Sacrament is so important for us as Christians. As we kneel before the Lord and we receive His true body and true blood for the forgiveness of all of our sins and the promise of the gift of eternal life. He's an awesome God through Jesus Christ, His Son. May our prayer to be the words we sang in the hymn of the day, Lord Jesus, think on me, on us, and purge away my sin from selfish passions, set me free, and make me pure within. God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus. Lord Jesus, think on us here at Shepherd in the Pines as we plead, God, be merciful to us, sinners, in need of your love, in need of your forgiveness through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all unto life everlasting, as we plead, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen.